Well, it's been a very challenging defense environment, but I would have to say this isn't a surprising situation for us. We've seen this coming for a few years, and we've been preparing for it. So here in the U.S., we do anticipate flat to possibly declining defense budgets over the next few years. In our European customers, we actually see declining budgets right now. On the other hand, in the Middle East and Asia Pacific, we see increasing budgets. So different perspectives depending on where we are in the world. Now, all of that has told us that we need to continue to diversify our business. So while we are focusing on growing our core business, also looking at adjacent markets like cybersecurity and broadening our portfolio. And also trying to grow more internationally, given some of the growth in those markets, we expect our international mix to increase over time.
And speaking about cybersecurity for just a moment, do you see that as a product business or a service business or a job body shop type of business?
Yeah, I think that cyber business model is still evolving, and really we need to be flexible to meet our customers' needs. We know our customers have very significant cybersecurity needs. Some of those can be procured as hardware and software products. Some of those can be services. The key for us is to be flexible to adapt and meet different customer needs.
So would cyber be part of Boeing Information Technology? I mean, that's been a division for a number of years.
Yeah, we have both internal and external operations related to IT. So internally, Boeing's VPN network is the fifth largest in the entire world. And we've developed some great capabilities to service that global infrastructure. And what we're doing now is packaging that IT capability, recently launched an information solutions division focused on bringing that capability to the external market around the world.
And are you building cloud computing centers like everybody else?
Well, we're investing in some of the leading-edge technology. That includes cloud computing centers. But to us, it's very important that we have secure infrastructure, that we can operate with our global supply chains, and that we ensure we're providing those very secure products to our customers.
Now, Boeing has had some things that have done really well, some big wins, and some things that have been a little bit tough and controversial. Let's talk about the happy thing first, and that's the tanker deal. What is the future there now that the award has been made?
Well, the tanker program, obviously a very important win for us, and we're very pleased and frankly honored to be able to support our United States Air Force customer with this important capability. We know the tanker mission is fundamental to all of the mobility operations around the world, really an enabler for our national strategy around the world. And so we know how important tankers are, and we're very focused on delivering that capability on schedule. The program is off to a very quick start. The team is ramped up and moving out briskly. We're very well connected with our Air Force customer, and we expect to deliver those airplanes on schedule.
Now, airplanes, like everything else big, are multi-sourced from around the world. Is there a chance, or do you envision a way that, or a possibility that EADS could actually have a subcontract somewhere down the line on this?
Well, I'm not going to comment on future subcontractors. We do have a great global supply chain that we've leveraged here. And I think even more importantly, we've really looked at this from what we call a one Boeing perspective, and that is bringing the best of our commercial airplane sector and the best of our defense sector to the table, and providing a tanker to our customer that uses our world-class inline production modification capability. And that's being proven out on tanker and has also been demonstrated on great products like the P-8.
And we're talking with Dennis Muhlenberg. He's president and CEO of Boeing Defense, Space, and Security. That's located here in Arlington, Virginia. And let's talk about SBI, because that was not such a success, and now it's, I guess, out for rebid by Homeland Security. What went wrong, and what would you do differently if you were to get that contract back?
Yeah, I think when you take a look at what was called the SBI Net program and now moving towards integrated fixed towers for our Homeland Security customer, it's important, again, to set aside current operations from some of the historical data that I think you might be referencing. And the fact of the matter is today we have two operating centers, one in the Tucson sector and one in the Ajo sector, both of which are operating around the clock, operating exceptionally well. And if you go talk to the border security agents that are running those operations, you'll find out that the secure system that's in place today is saving lives on a daily basis and protecting our border. And what we plan to do is build on that integrated fixed tower technology. Homeland Security Department has said that is a key part of the solution along the border for the future. And we intend to successfully operate the existing infrastructure as well as compete for future opportunities.
And was this one of those cases where change orders and that type of thing, the thing that always seems to sink complicated projects, was that part of it also?
Well, I think when the program was initially laid out, the idea was to prototype some of this technology in the field. And those prototype systems should not be confused with the final operational system. We certainly learned from those prototype systems. That was factored into the final operational systems. And the two operational systems that were eventually deployed, now operating in Tucson and Ajo, are working, and they're working very well.
Now, as defense budgets go flat, as you mentioned earlier, two questions I had about that. What does that do to small business, and how do you maintain the quotas that are often in contracts to maintain your small business base that supplies as subcontractors?
When we take a look at our overall business environment, it's really important for us to build out our second and third tier supply chains, and that includes small business participation. And small businesses are great partners for us. They bring innovation to the table. They bring new technologies to the table. So we're being very mindful in a relatively flat defense environment that we're paying attention to our supply chain, and we're continuing to invest in small businesses. In this kind of environment, it's really important that we continue to drive productivity and competitiveness in how we operate. We know our customers are facing some tough budget challenges, and so we're taking a hard look at our operations top to bottom, streamlining our operations, reducing overhead costs, and that reduction in overhead costs is allowing us to continue to invest in the future of our business. That includes innovation investments as well as investments in small business.
And of course, SBA just changed some of the rules, and those are out there for comment, but it looks like small businesses can be a little bigger. Does that change the picture, make it easier to source in small business?
Well, it gives us an additional degree of flexibility. But again, we really look to small business as partners for the future, and where we can find win-win solutions, where we can help small businesses invest in the right technologies, invest in the right processes to make them more competitive, and overall allows us to be more productive and give our customer higher value solutions.
And the other question is the DIB, the Defense Industrial Base, and as budgets go down and procurements get curtailed, people in the Pentagon and in the industry worry about the DIB. I mean, Boeing is about 25% of the DIB right now in the country. So what do you see as the outlook there?
Well, the Defense Industrial Base is really a national asset, and I think it's important for us to all understand that the value that it provides to the overall national economy and frankly, what it does for global security. And that's an investment that's important to our country's future. I think a couple of key elements to that. One is the investment in people and talent. And it's important that as a country we continue to draw students to science and technology careers and that we bring our best talent to bear in things that are important to our country. The DIB, the Defense Industrial Base, does things that really matter to the country and ultimately save lives.